This is how we do it.
You know that penguin, Pingu? Remember Pingu?
Not. Yeah, that's how I call my cat. I go, not, and he's like,
no.
He's like,
no.
He doesn't know what I'm saying because he's a cat.
It's perfect.
Yeah. I also said, Zeno said to me, say ps to Kiba. And I was like, okay. And then I didn't
that
remember.
Was funny.
I didn't remember straight away to do it.
Yeah.
But then I was stroking him one time. I think it was the next day.
Yeah.
In the morning. And I was like, oh yeah, Zeno said that. And I was like, he didn't. And can I tell you what he said back? Can I tell you what he said back?
What? Absolutely nothing.
Absolutely nothing. God, dude. Well, yeah, I feel like if you honestly, if my cats died, I you know, like it says, I think the general rule is like a week, and then they'll start eating you. I think mine maybe a couple days.
What do you mean? If you die?
If I die? If you die? Just, yeah. And there's no food. There's no food coming in. You know.
You're gonna.
I think for a dog, it's a month. And then a dog is like, okay, oh, there's no one. I need to eat.
Yeah. But my the thing that really irritates me about cats is that they'll not kill something. They'll play with it until it dies.
Yeah, I love how
they
watch.
Don't.
They watch.
They don't.
As it squirms.
They don't.
Well,
because
they know. Well, if okay, but like the thing is that predators by nature have a party in them, like us.
What do you mean? A party?
A party. We're like fun. Yeah, fire, I'll fucking kill all of you. Woo! Woo! Fuck! You know, like, well, yeah. You know, we're sick. Humans are quite sick. We can say that.
Yeah.
So are cats. And so are, like, wolves. They'll just kill things for fun.
Okay.
Yeah. It's called a surplus killing.
Surplus killing.
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah,
interesting.
Yeah. So, like, when vegans... we talked about this. When vegans say, like, animals only eat to... kill to eat... And same with Native Americans. Like, no. Not always.
Do you have a cat?
Do you have a cat? Yeah, like, you... fucking... Don't make me start getting mad at vegans. Like, as we begin this podcast.
Welcome, everybody, back to another High and Dry Pod. You're here with 1X and...
2Puff. I can update my name as I go.
You can do whatever you want.
6Puff, 8Puff. That's, like, the coolest shit. You know, I could just change, chop
your,
and change.
Your album.
Be real fucking gender nonconformist to this shit.
You can just change your album number like that.
Yeah.
It's like every time you come up with a new album, it's gonna be 1Puff, two puff, three puff, four puff.
Oh, dude, the 3Puff EP. That's a nice sound. The three puff EP.
Yeah, and that's even your final form.
Yeah. No, but then I could go 4, 5, 6.
When does it start?
12, 14.
How many?
25, 28, 32.
I got a good question. How many puffs are there in a bong?
What?
What's the puff to bong ratio?
I think that you think that that's a good question, but I don't think
it is. I feel like this should be a question that should be answered. I feel like it's an answerable question. How many puffs are in a bong?
Like what constitutes a puff then? Because. Is it if you hit that whole thing, that's one puff.
Yeah.
But it's also
so
a
bong.
Like a lot more of a bud.
Yeah. So how much puff? How much puffs in a bong? Because then let's say you become 10 puff, right? Mm. Then can't you just be bong?
Right. Right.
One bong?
Yeah, one bong.
One bong.
Yeah. But that'll be my sidekick.
Your sidekick.
One bong. Yeah.
It doesn't sound like a good one bong.
No. The thing is that the 2Puff saves one bong in that. Because like one bong is like, that's very weird sounding. But if you have 2Puff, 1Bong.
2Puff, 1Bong.
Sounds like a song. 2Puff, 1Bong. 2Puff, you know. You
okay.
Make some kind of tropical beat on that shit, dude. Fuck yeah, bro.
Sounds like the next time we're in the studio,
we're going to lay that down. Do you ever remember Get Him to the Greek? Did you watch that?
Get Him to the Greek.
There was one part of that movie that honestly made me laugh more than I've ever laughed in my life. Like 12, 14, just on the floor. Just like playing it. You know when you're a kid, you play it over
and over.
And over.
Dude, I do that with... I still do that.
Over again.
I still do that.
And over and over and
over again.
Over and over again. they're playing in this band and he gets like, he's performing in like New York or something, in like what's it, the square, Madison Square.
Yeah, yeah.
Not Madison Square.
Madison Square Garden. No.
The place with the steps.
The place with the steps.
What the fuck? Broadway. But like fucking.
Yeah.
What the fuck is the name? Anyways, whatever. And he's like, there's like a whole bunch of African dudes.
Yeah.
And they're like, because what's his name? The artist. Russell Brand. Russell Brand is. He has this African beard that was really controversial in the movie. Like, they were like, this is kind of racist. but they never showed the video, though.
Oh,
like
really?
Entire. Okay. They had, like, snippets of it, you know? Because okay. Then yeah. You can make it a little bit more comical.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyways. This black dude's, has bongos. And the guy's like, dude, I don't even think we have bongos in the song. And he's like, no. I'm the African guy. I just I stand behind the stage, or I stand at the back end of the stage and do the Africa face, and it's like, and he plays the bongo. It's like,
oh my gosh!
And it's like, I remember that.
Oh,
I remember
the African face. Yeah, yeah. Oh my gosh! Because
you know exactly what it is. It's like that. Like, sheesh. Just love it. Yeah, yeah.
Oh my god!
And he was like, he spoke in like a very British accent, so it was like, oh no, yeah. I just do the Africa face.
it sounds so familiar.
So funny.
It sounds really familiar.
Oh man, that's a funny movie. I think was that 2008? That probably was 2008, bro.
I can't remember.
So that is the thing. 2008 was like a golden year for comedy. For sure, comedy movies.
Do you know that Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe came out 15 years ago?
The new
Narnia. The movie.
I remember watching like the old ones though.
The first one. I'm talking about the very first movie.
It was 15 years ago.
Yeah, 15 years ago.
No, but that was like the CGI lion.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, those ones.
Yeah.
No, there's different ones. Though.
Is it a different one?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they're like super old.
Oh, okay. Probably not as good.
Oh, definitely not. Like, it's so funny. It's so funny how we think that for some reason, sometimes that the older thing is like, oh, it's like the original, it's the classic. But sometimes it's actually just shitter.
Yeah. No, 100%. 100%.
What did you do?
I just put us down. Oh, well. It was a bit loud.
Yeah. But it's good to be here. We're podcasting outside, so apologize for any of the dogs or
any other sounds.
Cars going by, but it's a beautiful day today.
We wanted to spend it outside.
It's for breezy.
And hopefully you're listening to this outside, and hopefully that it's beautiful and you can be outside.
Yeah, yeah. And you know.
And, yeah.
You're safe and... Good.
There was something on the way here that I wanted to speak about, and it's completely slipped my mind.
Do you? You should keep a journal. Do you keep a journal of like thoughts and stuff?
Dude, my life is my journal. Okay. No, I don't keep a journal.
What?
I don't keep
what
a journal.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. it sounds like something that should be on like it's like on somebody's Instagram.
No,
post.
No.
It sounds like something on something that someone posts on Instagram.
And that it makes no fucking sense.
Exactly.
My life is a journal. Like what? Like your life is just your life. That's oh my god. Jesus Christ.
Oh, that is, now that you said it back to me.
Yeah. My life is a journal.
My life is a journal.
No, but like the thing is that the journal, the very fact, the part of the meaning of the word journal is that there's life and
you keep track of your life in your journal.
No,
because there are all sorts of journals.
I've just been writing things down more, and I'm remembering things more.
We've spoken about this, so
it's interesting. Oh yeah,
never mind.
Fuck it. No, didn't remember that though. So,
you clearly didn't write what we spoke about.
Yeah, no, I didn't.
Flip. There was something that I wanted to speak about, and now it's completely gone.
You should try journaling.
Okay. I get your point. Ah, flip. I completely forgot. But yeah, I was just going back to the Narnia thing. It's been 15 years. That's
a long time.
It's a long time. It's more than half my life.
Yo, we're old, man.
We're old.
Fuck.
We're getting there.
Fuck, bro.
Not there yet.
I don't do that. I don't really go out. Did you find that on a meme?
What?
It's only memes that have that.
Oh, I remember what I was saying.
This happened.
Just talking to your mic a little bit more.
I'm talking into my mic right now more than I was.
Yeah. Okay. What? So, sorry, what were you saying?
I only see those things on a meme. For me to remember and go like, oh shit, that happened then. That's always.
I never go out looking for it, thinking about
Narnia. And yeah. I was just also thinking like, when you log into a YouTube that isn't your YouTube, you don't know what to do.
What do you mean? Like somebody else's logged in?
Either someone else's or like. It's like
not your own.
Yeah, no, it's just no. It's not. It's like you're not signed in, so it's like just the random stuff on YouTube.
Yeah,
dude,
yeah.
It's confusing. You're like, what? Why? Where do I start?
No, you know what's the craziest thing? I don't know if I've spoken about this, but I recently logged out of YouTube, but I went back to the videos and things that I've watched, and through like the Google algorithms and things, it started giving me stuff that I would usually watch, but right. I wasn't logged in.
Yeah. Well, I watched, and you know what I did? I watched one thing, and then they were like, yeah, and I was like, oh, they know who I... They know. No. It's so weird, bro.
Yeah, it took me...
They want to be like...
Yeah. I think it took me like 4 or 5 videos before starting getting stuff that I would like...
You just clicked on that one thing, and they were like...
Oh, yeah. Of course, it's Ethan Goldberg. It's, Oh, something else I saw on a meme, that the thing that I wanted to speak about, is that there's a new conspiracy that Scar from The Lion King ate Mufasa.
What?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wait. Would they do that? Lions would do
so,
that.
So there are very few things in the wild that eat lions, okay?
Yeah.
Hyenas very rarely eat lions.
Have you seen that video of I've said this on this fucking podcast, but like of that one lion who's being surrounded and like hounded by hyenas, and you think like, oh shit, because it's a lot of hyenas.
Yeah, yeah.
And then a second lion shows up, and the hyenas are like, whoa, I'm out. We out, bro. Two big male lions, like not a fucking chance, bro. Bruh, dude, lions are fucking. I was watching actually recently some just tiger attacks and just dude. Oh my god. Hey, there was a like near death encounters from animals.
Yeah.
And like there was just a video literally of a bear showing up. And then the fucking person I was watching with was like, that's not near death. And it's like, it's there. It's right there. It's like, that's near death. Like it's not, you know. And you know what the fucking saving grace is? Like with every single wild animal that actually does serious damage, kills us, is lethal, they're like, it's far more scared of you than you are of it. And it's like, do you know what happens? Do you know what the difference is if they're not scared?
Yeah.
Do you know what the difference is?
What?
That they maul you to death. They kill you in a very brutal way or very quick way. Dude. God, dude. That fucking bugs me. They're more scared of you than you are of it.
Okay.
Every time. Like, what do you... Like, sharks are far more scared of you than you are of it.
It's hungry.
It's hungry, though. But then also, like...
Well, it's protecting
its territory. You know those fucking ads that had at the aquarium where it was like, duh, 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 and it was a chair floating, and it was like,
yeah,
1,000 people die from chairs,
yeah,
and then 64 people die from sharks.
Yeah.
But...
That's such an old ad.
It's such an old ad, and they had toaster.
That toasters as well.
Toaster as well.
What else?
The difference is, though, is that there's not a lot of people in the ocean. There's a lot of people with toasters. Do you know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah, fair enough.
A lot more people have chairs in their room. Right?
Okay.
Then there's a shark.
So you're kind of saying that the ratio is like pretty on par.
Yeah. Oh man, dude, you know, as soon as like if things open up again, when things open up again,
more people are gonna die from sharks,
and people are gonna be like, listen, more people die from COVID. Than sharks. Like, listen, hold on though, still, not a lot of people in the water.
There's a difference between from and with. There are a lot of people in the water, yeah. And the thing is
it's gonna go real up, and then they're gonna have the ads where it's like, we should do something.
Okay. I think a large part of that those whole ads were that to raise awareness of shark killings.
Yeah. Right? Well, that it's they're brutalized, but they're not brutalized here nearly as much as it. Like in other countries, no?
Yeah, no, I would imagine, but we do have a huge problem with flip. What's it called? When they throw guts and things into the water.
Yeah. Oh, it just attracts sharks.
And then attracts sharks. Mm. That's a large part of why people are get attacked by sharks.
Oh, really? Because they're in the area.
Because they're in the area. Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, but dude, yes. Valid point.
Yeah.
There aren't a lot of people in the water. So the stats
Look
are
at the
correct.
Numbers, people.
The stats are right.
Yeah.
Oh, flip.
Get the stats.
There was something. Oh, someone posted a flipping TikTok. There was like these three blonde friends, saying that, if Trump isn't a great president, why are there less school shootings in 2020? And. And then someone responded, because everyone's at home, bitch.
Yeah.
It's COVID, bitch. But everyone's at home.
But I think that there was a lot of... Yeah. It's interesting because I think it evens out because there was a lot of suicides and there was a lot of... I don't know, a lot more abuse with kids.
Well, I don't know because the thing is, like, I think it's more violent. Because school shootings are... Way more violent. But I want to get back on topic about Scar eating Mufasa.
Yeah.
Dude, we got sidetracked so much.
So someone
basically put all these facts up that lions aren't eaten by any other animal. Mm. Rarely hyenas. Yeah. The only other animal to eat lions are other lions.
Yeah.
Right.
Maybe an odd crocodile every now and again.
No, not even. They because crocodiles won't hunt on land.
Right.
And
but lions also need water.
Yeah, this is true. But
it definitely could. Right? I've seen a video of a crocodile taking out a cheetah. That's horrible. It's so weird how crocodiles are absolute scum of the earth compared to a cheetah.
Just turn your.
Do you know what I mean?
Just turn your mic towards yourself.
Sorry. Like this.
Yeah. Are you okay there?
Yeah.
You can adjust.
I'm like hunched over like a fucking.
You can adjust it. Are you sure it's not the other one?
I'm just going to...
All right, cool. So lions are the only things that eat lions.
Yeah.
Right? And at the... You know the scene with... oh my gosh, I forgot the bird's name. Zazu,
nice.
So
what a cool name. Next cat. Yeah, Zazu.
Zazu, that's actually a pretty decent name. You should write that down in your journal.
Shit. Then you don't have it on you. Then it goes.
Yeah. So the scene where Scar is with Zazu and he's telling Zazu to sing, right? He pulls out a skull that's the shape of a lion's skull.
That's hella fucked up.
That's
bro.
Messed up. Like,
God, hey, Scar.
Eating your brother.
Yeah.
That's basically what it boils down to.
It's weird because lions aren't like that, though. They aren't actually... I mean, I think if they have a brother, then they're loyal to that brother, I think.
Oh, I don't know. I really hope they are inherently cannibals.
A lot of predators, bears are as well. I'm sure tigers are. I mean, the thing is, at least with predators, the males will have to exercise some kind of infanticide.
Sorry?
They'll kill the young.
Oh.
And then the woman will be in heat again, and then they'll fuck the woman.
Yeah.
Or female.
Yeah.
Or whatever they prefer to be identified as.
Shut up.
I'm just saying.
Shut up.
I want to make sure that... You don't know, dude. Lions may actually have a preferred gender. You don't know that, bro. How... dare you assume that, huh? Why are you telling me to shut up, bro?
Because you know why? Because you're saying it as a joke. Yeah. And it's actually just getting real tired.
Yeah. Okay.
Where was I? Oh, yeah. So the skull that Scott pulls up during like one of the songs that he's singing is a lion skull, and it's predicted that it's probably Mufasa's skull. It's pretty messed up.
I wonder.
Like, there's bones. There are bones lying around him where he's lying down.
There's a lot of It's interesting.
And it could be Mufasa.
It's interesting with like animated movies and Easter eggs. That's very interesting because you can hide it. You really, really, really.
This
can't
was a
hide.
Recent development as well.
Yeah, it was
very recent development. That movie was 94.
We need answers. We need answers.
It's like 94. The movie came out in 94.
But the thing is that shit like that, they'll never confirm that. They'll never be like, yes or no.
Yeah, that's true.
They'll just be like, whatever you think. And it's like, bitch, I want to fucking know. Like, fuck. What is it? When you leave it ambiguous, fuck, man.
Yeah.
That sucks. There's so many things.
Oh, you know what pisses me off is probably... Okay, it doesn't piss me off, but also, you know Childish Gambino's This Is America? When he was asked to explain the meaning behind the song, he was like, "No," like he
that's better than like, "Oh, it means like this, this, and
like
that."
You decide. No, but the thing is, like, he's basically saying you decide.
Yeah,
and I was so frustrated because so many people were coming up with their own like. Opinions and ideas of what it meant.
Yeah, it's all the same thing, though. It's like we're just watching as everything burns, kind of.
There you go.
Full stop, done, dusted. Next!
Okay, sure, man. That's like you... Okay, cool.
What is it? What else is there?
I wanted to know, because like, it'd
what
be
do you, what
better.
Do you think it was?
I never actually did an analysis on it.
Right. I watched a lot of people react to it, and then I just got the general analysis. Like, you just get like you just get five black people, black person reactions, and
five black person reactions.
No, you go through all of that. And then
Have you noticed how many how many black YouTubers always have their significant other on their YouTube channel?
Yeah, why?
It's strange, right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think there are a lot of...
White people keep that private. You know?
Oh.
You know, like, when you're black and you don't have a significant other, you're really hell-bent on, like, making sure that people know you don't have a significant other, right?
Wait, sorry, which way are you talking about?
Oh, but also... No, you know what it is? No, as well as, like, black people just get this... Well, I assume the men here would just get their side hoes or something, you know? Just someone that...
Someone who's around. On the video.
Yeah. That's what I assume with half of it.
Oh, my gosh. Do you think... Oh, my gosh. You're 100% right. Mm. But I just found it very interesting. I was watching a bunch of YouTube videos the other day, and... Every single time there was a black YouTuber, they always had their partner with them. It was the weirdest thing.
Like the attention grab his girlfriend does. It's like, I don't... who cares?
People without girlfriends.
Yeah, that's funny. God damn it. And you know what?
Yeah.
Probably done it because of that.
What?
Clicked on the video because...
Oh, yeah. Oh, I've definitely...
You just
want
to remind yourself... Like, oh, yeah, it's like kind of nice. Sometimes.
Like, girlfriend gets angry or girlfriend...
Yeah, yeah.
Like, yeah, they are those videos.
Girlfriend beats the shit. Yeah, I don't... Yeah. Well.
That sounds like you're, like... Anyway, not going to get there. Not going to go down that. I wanted to mention King Batch.
Yeah, dude, I was seeing some of his old things. He was hilarious.
He's really gotten into the movie space recently.
Really?
Yeah. Like, a lot of them aren't being... Because a lot of it's Netflix shows, so they aren't being... They're American Netflix shows.
Right.
So they aren't being published here.
Mm.
Right? So but he plays the same character.
Yeah, well, I'm Batch. What are you doing? Like that. It's just the black character. Yeah, He's just the black character.
Dude, flip. I watched, it wasn't Justin, wasn't Kanye's, it was somebody's, I think it was Drake's new song with Justin Bieber, and Batch featured in it.
Oh, did he?
And, oh my gosh.
Was he Batch?
He was Batch. He was just Batch.
Was he King Batch? Was he King Batch?
I don't know why, like it, I don't know what it is, but I find him very, I don't know what the word is.
It's very stock.
You said it. You said it. It's
very stocky, you know? Just very like, what is Earth? Oh, different races. White people are like this. Black people. Oh. King Batch, like this, you know, that's what I think.
Oh my gosh! Okay, yeah, sure. What the fuck? Okay, and another.
He's also funny.
He is funny. He is funny. And the other thing is, like, I was thinking to myself the other day, like, how much he probably fucks.
Oh yeah,
dude.
He's always with chicks.
He's always with chicks.
Man, that's so fuck. Yeah, goddamn.
It's are you jelly?
Maybe.
Eat a bit jelly.
Bit jelly of the King Batch. Batch.
But oh my gosh.
I'm King Batch. I don't even know why. I don't even think he says it like that.
He doesn't say it like that at all.
Says his name like at all. It's so funny. I feel like you can do that if you're black. I feel like you can just say your name and it's like, I'm King Bat. And it's like, yeah,
yeah,
yeah, you,
yeah,
And then Snoop Dogg can just go, I'm Snoop Dogg, and it's like, shit,
yeah, you are.
He is. 2 Chainz can just go, I'm 2 Chainz, and it's like, he is.
Dude, have you seen the videos of 2 Chainz?
Yeah, he's really quite funny, dude. He's like whenever like so someone's funny. Like 10,000, he's like 10,000.
He's so funny. Dude, 2 Chainz is hilarious.
That's what makes it good though, is when he's like not like the arrogant, like it's only 10,000, like obviously it's 10,000.
But what's the web series called?
The most expensive.
Yeah, most expensive.
Something like that. Yeah. Is that the website? Is there a website?
No, the web series. But yeah, it's so fun. Did you see the one?
I see them every now and again. I don't really go.
Me too. But like, there's the one where he eats really fancy edible food.
Right.
Did you see it?
No, I haven't seen that. But of course he did.
Oh gosh, dude. And so like he started off with a joint, right?
Well, that's always the thing. Rappers like, I'm gonna toast this edible, and it's like, let me just smoke this foot long joint.
No. So this is what the chef was giving him, right?
Oh.
And the chef like gave him flip. What's the stuff like the flip? What's it called? Resin. He put resin. Yeah. He put a lot of resin in the joint. He
just lined up the full thing.
The full thing. Smoked the entire thing.
Oh my god!
And then
just that by itself.
That should be fine. And then he had a 5-course meal of edibles.
Really?
And he smoked during the entire thing.
Oh my god,
dude! He had like something insane, like 500 milligrams of THC, like. Dude.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I
can't even do that, bro.
Dude.
There's so much.
He was like there was a part of the video, he was just like standing there. Mm. He was just standing there like with his mouth open. Like, and obviously you can't see
What is he seeing?
Oh my god.
Are UFOs splitting the skyline right now?
Yeah. 100%. But he's really funny though. He's hilarious.
Yeah, he's really funny. Yeah. But I mean, imagine that, just your entire, I mean, when you reach that level of like, you're just beyond, you just try expensive shit.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't even need to get it now.
It's still hilarious, some of the stuff that he...
How much of it do you think he's actually bought after? He's like, yo, that was a good pitch. I want some. I'm sure. Like, I remember that hamburger, and I was like, oh, that hamburger look good.
Though. Yeah.
It looked like a food... It looked like, you know, like the hamburgers that you see in, like, Steers. The pictures.
Yeah.
Whoa. And then, obviously, when you get it, it's like...
Yeah. But it actually looked like...
Yeah, but that looked like... Oh, man.
This looked good. Looked really good.
And wasn't it like... But the you know what the fucking stupid thing is with all, like, the shit that's, like, not golden? It's that they add gold, and then it just chucks up the price. And it's like... Yo, man, you're adding at least 1,200, like 15,000 onto that.
Yeah.
Why would you? And the thing itself was like four.
Yeah, there was.
But it's a 20, you know.
Yeah, he tried out this machine that basically turns, it takes a bud or whatever, and then turns it into vapor.
And he drinks it. Drinks it?
It's vapor.
Is it cool?
I don't know. But like it's like in a he puts it in a glass. Uh-huh. The guy puts it in a glass and he drinks it.
Is it clear?
It's vapor. Like it's like vapor. It's vapor.
So like smoke.
Yes.
And he drinks it.
And he drinks it.
Well, I mean,
he probably breathes it.
No,
in.
No, not probably. He inhales does. It. That's how it works. But
vapor is still water technically.
Oh yeah, it is. Nah, but he smokes it. No, I refuse. I can't.
You're like, no, I can't.
If I'm not getting...
But he said he was like, oh, he like after he took it, he was like, oh my God.
Man, and then you know it's so funny with like anytime you see someone like smoke a bong, even on like Instagram or something.
Yeah.
Or like anytime ever.
Yeah.
You're like, in your head, when you do it, you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And then, whenever you see it, it doesn't translate. There's no way to translate it. It looks cool. Like, whoa, look, a lot of the smoke. And the guy, like, looks at you and you go, yeah, he's high. but you don't know.
Yeah, you don't know.
What happens, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Ah, flip.
Yeah.
Do you just want to tell everybody what you're busy smoking today?
Oh, yeah. Tallyman.
Tallyman.
Like, I think it's a. I know I've had Talisman before.
Yeah.
But I think that
they
it's.
They just took the S out.
Yeah. They literally probably just chopped one that was a little bit more tally. I don't know. Or
Tallyman.
Or man.
Tallyman.
Or you were more man, yeah. And then cut it and then bread it with someone else. I don't know how any of it works. Okay. Still, people have explained it to me numerous times.
Yeah.
And I still just. Don't know how it works.
But don't worry, we're going to be educated about all of this very soon. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you guys want to, please stay on. Well, not on now, but stay invested into the show.
Invested?
I don't know what I'm saying. Yeah.
Just stick around.
Stick around for the next episode because you might see.
Stick around.
You might.
Are we on episode 100 yet? When is episode 100?
I don't know. We should probably check that out.
Yeah, we should probably be on that.
Yeah, probably.
I feel like we should just start numbering them.
I have been.
When we write it.
Oh, when we put it. Oh, it, when it's probably. I have been numbering them.
Okay.
Like on like the streaming services. I have been numbering them.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Are we, bro?
Are we ending now?
No, we're not.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. No, I just wanted to mention to everyone that if they want to also learn a little bit, stay tuned.
Man.
I haven't done this before.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Well, we're definitely not that close to 100. Hopefully.
Yeah. I think at episode 100, we can't make any more mistakes.
Yeah.
You know? That's the deal.
Yeah.
So we were on Instagram Live the other night.
Yeah, and right.
It failed. So it was actually pretty good. It was a lot of fun.
It was fun to do it.
Yeah,
and we did have some nice.
You were just disconnecting for some reason.
I was just disconnecting.
Yeah, but we'll try and sort that out next time.
Yeah, it will be sorted out.
We hope that you guys will come next time,
and we'll announce them as well. We'll like a couple of days. To announce them.
Yeah.
And we'll do it more often just so you can see our faces and stuff.
Yeah, and ask us questions because we really enjoy answering questions, and we had some really good conversation going. Nice, dude. And something that I wanted to bring up from one of the conversations that we had on the Instagram Live was Property 24.
Okay. Do we have to?
I just want you don't have to say anything.
Yeah.
Okay. Property 24 is addictive.
Mm.
It's strangely, it's so flipping addictive.
Yeah.
I'm on there at least 3 times a week. Not going
to
lie.
Yeah, it is weird to do those kind of things. You know what it is? It's the filters. The filters are fun. When you have like this budget.
Oh, in this yeah.
area, and you're like.
And you're sliding them and up and down, putting things on and off. Yeah. Yeah.
1, 2, yeah. 3, you're 4, like all the numbers.
Yeah. You're like, Eustace, please slide the Dell that way. Thank you. And now enter. All right.
Search
nothing under 50,000 million. Thank you. That's literally how you feel.
In table view.
That's basically what you're doing in your head. Is you're just like, I have all the power.
And you make you just. In your head, you're like looking through all the rooms, and you're like, I'm just seeing myself going.
No.
Nah.
And then you know what I also
it's
do?
Feng shui.
You know what I also do is I check the agents on the side, and
what's that?
The agents, the people that have the who's going to do the process, the selling process, the buying process for the client.
No, she's ugly.
Right.
He's
bad. Like I literally like I'll be like, oh, this is a really nice house. Oh, it's my budget. Like, yeah, it's my flipping budget. And then like I check the agent. And I'm like, I don't know if you can do this deal.
I don't know if you can handle me.
Yeah. Honestly, I'm like such a judgy bitch on Property 24.
Dude, it was crazy because I was talking to someone about he was what was he? This guy, and he was saying how to set up a. Like the best dating profile,
yeah,
was to not put too much or too little, and also, well, and listen,
okay,
listen though, but especially with Instagram,
yeah,
if you have a good Instagram,
yeah,
and you're confident in Instagram,
yeah,
then connect it. If you're not, don't, because then
connect Instagram to your the dating profile. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So that when they scroll, it shows Instagram, and then they can go onto your pictures.
Okay.
The thing is that people are very judgy, and the more that people have,
yeah,
to show,
yeah,
the more there's room for error.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
People go, oh, what? He does that? No, like that. Yeah.
And what if you have nothing? What if you have no Instagram?
What happens if you don't do anything?
Yeah. Does that hurt you? I feel like it hurts you as much as having an Instagram there.
No, it doesn't. I think the thing is also that's funny. That's weird is that for dudes, at least, you want to verify that you're real and like an actual human being.
Okay.
Not
sure,
like some kind of fucking.
Yeah, yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, how does this relate to what I was saying?
No, it was just in terms of like what information, like how judgy
people can be.
When there's options.
Yeah.
When there's like
yeah.
an endless amount of options.
Yeah.
And you know. They become like that. There's it's like so crazy, and it's funny. Like you can see it now. Like it, all of this shit is fragile.
Yeah.
All of this is so like.
Yeah. If someone out there judges me because
fuck
of our
you.
Pod.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm probably gonna quit, man.
I'm done. Yeah.
I'm gonna go onto YouTube and make a. I'm quitting. I'm quitting the High and Dry Pod.
You're not on YouTube.
I know, but I'm just going to go on YouTube.
Right.
To do the, like, the classic YouTube I'm going
right,
video.
I'm leaving.
I'm leaving, yeah.
The thing is, are there a lot of videos like that now?
So many. And
people
just come back. People never leave. They never actually leave. It's just clickbait.
So, guys, this is it?
Yeah, this is the last.
It's been a great journey we've done.
This is the last episode.
Yeah.
Title of the episode.
It's just when you're running out of things to
to do.
You think that's like maybe this is it. It's also with even with YouTube right now is that you're not making any money off YouTube. No one's making any money, like actual money or good stuff.
Yeah,
good stuff is not being rewarded.
Yeah,
enough at all. I mean, and that's interesting because is Spotify what's Spotify doing? I thought that they weren't they pushing a video platform.
It is up. I think the video platform is available, but I haven't used Spotify for the videos.
No.
Yeah.
So it's not even...
I don't know if it's a thing.
Yeah.
I don't know how much of a thing it is.
Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah. Flip. There's so much more that I want to speak about in terms of Property 24. But
oh, yeah.
Yeah. No, it's just so addictive. And I just find myself... searching for like the most unnecessary things.
Yeah.
It's
that's the internet though.
It is just the internet. But why Property 24?
Yeah.
You know, I could be spending my time looking at cars or watching YouTube.
Or making houses in Sims.
Or making houses in Sims.
Do you have Sims?
Dude, I have 3 and 4.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's all you need really. Four's the best one. 4's been the best one, no?
4's been pretty crazy. Like it didn't start off great. And now,
in recent years,
it's been pretty good.
Oh, just in terms of patches and stuff?
Yeah.
Oh,
like, really? They have ladders now, dude.
What? Oh, wow.
They have ladders.
That changes everything.
They also have different platforms. So, it can be the same floor, but, like, just, like, up or down level. So, you can have, like, sunken lounge areas now.
God.
Oh, my God.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Let's get on that.
Yeah, there's some...
I play it on the console. It's not even... Not even worth it.
You need to get it on PC.
Yeah. I do have it on PC.
Oh,
but
then you have to go.
Have to walk there, bro.
Yeah, this.
Get the fuck out of
here. Get the fuck out of here. That's a YouTuber
that's
as well.
That's a King Batch thing. I was gonna say, man, get the fuck that backflip though. I remember that.
Oh.
I remember that being like.
He's getting away, but that backflip though.
My God, my purse! Stop him! Stop him! Ah, don't worry, I'll save you.
What's up?
But he got away. But that backflip, though. You got that gas money, though.
Oh, yeah. And then it's like
that?
Oh, yeah. It's like...
yeah.
But I only have my...
really... Like, that's like the cool thing with TikTok is that those Vine kind of things are back and it's...
But the thing is, bro, is that
TikTok... Okay, no.
I wonder why Vine... Why did Vine die? I actually don't know the backstory. I should probably go and research that up. But if anybody knows, please tell us.
Yeah.
But yeah, I wonder why Vine died because it was good. It was actually really good.
Yeah.
Oh, it was funny. But there's this YouTuber called Joma. He's a software developer and he did a skit on creating Vine and he's called it Not Vine. and and the selling point is.
It's long.
It's 6.1 seconds long.
Oh, really?
The videos are 6.1 seconds.
Hilarious.
I thought that was really funny.
I love the... Have you ever seen the shot on iPhone themes?
Just turn your mic.
The shot on iPhone memes.
No.
Those are my... those are my favorite past week. I'll show you a couple. It's like... It's a spoof of the iPhone ad that had that trumpet that goes... Boom, bah, 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 bah,
bah, bah. Oh, yeah.
And it's always like...
Take my hand.
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, yeah, something... I don't know.
And it's always like someone's may die. Like, all of them is like... as someone's about to... Like, the ones where there's a guy on the trampoline and there's a guy behind him and he's jumping and he jumps up and goes like that and the guy below him goes like this. And it ends... Right, and he goes, bum, it works every. It works so well.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I'll show you some.
Okay. We're going to wrap it up there.
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks, everybody, for...
Shot on iPhone memes. We should make some.
Okay. We can definitely do that.
Yeah.
Thanks, everybody, for watching. Sorry. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Please go and follow us at High and Dry Pod on Instagram. Stay tuned for more... Funny business, one puff and 2x.
Oh, you fucked it up, bro. You really screwed the
face. Yeah, I really did. Again, thanks for watching. #StayHydrated.
Again.
Again, did I say it again? Oh.
Let's end it, bro. Let's end it.
Hashtag stay hydrated, Ethan.
Gang shit, bro. Let's not get it. We've done it. We're over.
We're done.
This is our last episode.
Okay, you want to sign us off?
What?